Chapter 5. There was a large mushroom. It was growing near her. It was the same size as Alice. She looked under it. Then she looked on top of it. She saw a caterpillar. He was sitting with his arms folded. He was smoking a hookah. The caterpillar and Alice looked at each other. "Who are you?" asked the caterpillar. "I forgot who I was. I have changed several times so far," said Alice.
"You?" said the caterpillar. "Who are you?
Tell me who you are first," Alice said.
"Why?" said the caterpillar.
Alice didn't like talking to the caterpillar. She turned away.
"Come back," the caterpillar called after her.
"I've something important to say." Alice turned round and looked at the caterpillar.
"So, you think you're changed, do you?"
"I'm afraid so, sir. I can't remember things," said Alice.
"You can't remember what things?" said the caterpillar.
"Well, I've tried to say, 'How doth the little busy bee?' but it all came out different," Alice replied, in a very melancholy voice.
"Repeat, you are old, Father William," said the caterpillar.
Alice did as the caterpillar said. When she finished, the caterpillar said,
"That is not said right."
"Not quite right," said Alice. "Some of the words are wrong."
"It is wrong from beginning to end," said the caterpillar.
"What size do you want to be?"
"I want to be a bit taller. I don't like being 6 inches tall," Alice said.
The caterpillar didn't look pleased.
"One side will make you grow taller, and the other side will make you grow shorter."
"One side of what?"
"The other side of what?" asked Alice.
"Of the mushrooms," said the caterpillar. She broke off a bit of each edge with each hand. The caterpillar started smoking again. Alice didn't say goodbye to the caterpillar. She nibbled a little of the right hand bit. Her chin hit her foot. She was getting smaller very quickly. She ate some of the other bit. Her neck became very long. She scared a pigeon. The pigeon thought Alice was a snake. Her neck got shorter as her body got bigger. She carefully ate the bits of the mushroom. She grew, sometimes taller and sometimes shorter, until she was her normal height.
"I'm the right height now. I must find the garden," Alice thought.
She walked and found a house. It was 4 feet high. She thought, "I must be smaller. I will scare the people that live here if I am this tall." She ate the mushroom again until she was 9 inches shorter.